When I was in college, a classmate once said something that seemed completely natural at the time. He just didn't work hard enough. That's why he didn't get in. I thought it made perfect sense back then, because we had gotten in. But 20 years later, I realized just how arrogant that statement was. The reason I was able to get in wasn't just hard work. There were 100 other factors I simply couldn't see at the time. I was born into a family that valued education. I had books to read growing up. I was healthy. I didn't have to work a part-time job, so I could prepare full-time. None of that was something I earned. It was luck. Sandor calls this the winner's illusion. The most insidious thing about meritocracy is that it makes winners feel their success was entirely deserved, and makes losers feel their success was entirely deserved, and makes losers feel their failure was entirely their own fault. It takes structural problems and turns them into personal moral failures. I believed this framework when I started my own company, but if I am being honest, the timing and luck that kept that company alive probably played a larger role than I've ever been willing to admit. Crediting all of that to my own hard work is like standing on the crest of a wave and saying, I am the one who made the water rise. So what I want to say is this, stop telling young people they're simply not working hard enough. Skyrocketing housing prices, the devaluation of academic credentials in Taiwan, these are structural problems, not personal failures. And the starting point for change is actually closer than we think. Every person willing to acknowledge that their success was not entirely self-made is where the change begins.